The ticket.
Well, we finally have closure on a story that made headlines back in early December. Sports headlines. When we thought, when Oklahoma State was playing Texas for the Big 12 championship game, like the day before, a dead Longhorn was deposited on the lawn of a fraternity up there in Stillwater.
That's right.
And everybody thought that it was related to the game when...
Some of us hoped we didn't have any sons involved.
right, yeah. That they weren't out late one night gathering livestock.
Like, please tell me. Like,
how would he ever be involved in something like that?
But surely still, there's no chance.
No, but still, like, there is, since he is there, there is a chance. And you're like, oh my God.
Please don't. No. Not this way.
So police arrested four people. Bennett Fady, Luke Ackerley, Brody Shelby, and Andrew King.
Brody bro.
For a misdemeanor of unlawful removal and disposal of a carcass.
Okay, that's not so bad.
No, it's not bad. They were just kind of checked in and let go. But what happened was this had nothing to do with the Longhorn game. As people told us at the time, this was a fraternity deal.
Transporting a carcass, not nearly as bad as executing a live animal.
Right.
We can work with this. Our lawyers have a chance here.
So... police were dispatched to the Farmhouse Fraternity, which is a really funny name for a fraternity.
Sounds like a great brunch place, though.
On reports of a deceased Longhorn that had been disposed on the front lawn of the said fraternity. The cow had a yellow tie-down strap around the base of her horns, and it was fastened to a large concrete pillar on the front porch of the fraternity. The words FH, mean the whole F word was spelled out, and then FH for Farmhouse Fraternity. FFH were branded on the dead cow's abdomen.
Point of question, please.
Go on.
You said female Longhorn.
Don't ask me.
So, like in the world of the buck, we distinguish the male because.
Bucks, buddy!
He has the horns.
I didn't say female, did I? Just a cow.
No, I think you did.
Did I? I don't know.
And that begged the
wearing
question.
A skirt.
But I think a female Longhorn has horns.
Maybe it was transitioning.
I'm a girl. I'm a guy.
These days, Dave, maybe they all are.
Yeah, you don't know.
Maybe to win.
Just walking in any bathroom they want.
Yeah. Winning all the golf tournaments.
I would like either Cowboy Tom or an ag expert to notify us if in fact it's true. The doe, the female deer,
mm-hmm.
does not have horns, despite calling it a nice rack.
Right,
it's not in fact that, but the Longhorn female
I think
can wander around with horns.
Has Cowboy Tom ever had his hand up a female cow's ass that has horns?
100%.
Call him.
Right now, he does.
He lost his phone in there.
Weather permitting, of course. Not only was it branded, there was a large cut on the cow's abdomen so its guts could be spilling out onto the lawn.
Like a tauntaun.
Just like a tauntaun.
Yeah, so
like Luke's tauntaun.
So you can keep warm on a cold Hoth night.
Police went through surveillance video from the fraternity and saw a white Ford F-150 with a trailer dump the Longhorn onto the lawn. They saw three people in the video dumping the cow. So do you think they thought that through?
Guys, there are cameras.
Were they wearing disguises?
I don't know. The rival fraternity was Alpha Gamma Rho, AGR. And this was an ongoing war between the two houses. They tracked down the owner of the Longhorn, and police said the Longhorn died 36 hours prior of disease. Police believe a large party had happened the night before on the owner's farm property where the Longhorn lived. So there was some big shindig, wing-ding going on.
Right, and they got wasted, and they were like, see that dead cow over there?
Yes, 100%.
Bro.
I got an idea.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Let's have sex with it.
No, that's not what I was thinking.
You want to have sex with it too?
No.
Right. Oh, let's dump it on farmhouse, you idiot.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that too.
That too. Let's do that. But what about before? We've got like 30.
Like on the way. All right, in the back.
Let's have sex with the cow.
No. No, Cody.
Brody.
Yeah.
This is quite a cold open.
You guys would have sex with that cow, too.
No, Brody. Not what we were thinking.
Oh, my God. And then they later obtained a surveillance video from the fraternity that did this. And the surveillance video included a gap of blank video during the time frame when the incident happened. So they went and scrubbed their own fraternity house's video, but then didn't think that the fraternity they were dumping it out on had one too.
Yeah.
So they knew, they had to know that they were going to get caught.
Back in the 60s, when every Southwest Conference school was stealing the other's animal mascots, they didn't have to deal with surveillance cameras. The game's changed.
100%.
It makes it much more difficult.
Yeah.
When you have to wear a fake mustache or beard.
Yeah. Bennett Fady, who was arrested, apparently discussed the plan with members as a prank. And he was discouraged from executing the plan by several members of the fraternity. So there were fraternity members who were like, we're not doing this. They went through efforts to conceal the pickup used in the incident. Instead of returning it to its owner after dumping the Longhorn, the suspects parked it on the east side of the farm where the dead cow was taken and told a member that's where it was located. So they tried. But in the end...
We have an update on horns.
Okay.
Female cattle have horns. Horns on cows are not like horns on deer. They are an extension of their nasal passages.
What?
Do you believe any of this?
That's weird.
Well, I've never heard that before.
I'm going to say Jason's telling us the truth.
Why would he lie to us?
But he could literally say anything to us and we'd probably believe it.
It's part of their nose? That sounds weird, but okay.
Okay, well, I mean...
Jason said it.
He has a Twitter account. He must know.
Well, a shout out to Brody and Bennett and Cody and Stupid.
So the ridiculous thing we were told about this... The not that, Dave. The most unlikely thing that was told to us was on the day before they played the Longhorns in a conference title game.
Yeah.
This had nothing to do with Texas.
Right.
This was a mere coincidence that we had a dead Longhorn and a prank involving a dead Longhorn that had nothing to do with Texas. And in the end, it seems to stand up.
Yeah. Sometimes the obvious explanation is the explanation.
And it was literally Friday before the game, right?
Like, but I thought the obvious one was that they were messing with Texas.
Yeah. True. But it all came down one day before
the game. One day. The day before.
Wow. All right. Well, good stuff.
I think the hard line owes Oklahoma State an apology.
We really do.
Thank you for not killing a Longhorn just to get at Texas.
We truly, truly
do. And also, thank you for not doing horns down, because that's disrespectful, and that hand sign should be treated with the reverence it deserves.
I want your son to know that he's not allowed to do that ever.
I think they should call it nose down instead of horns down.
Interesting.
Now that we know it's nasal passages.
That's right. It's just trying to breathe.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. Let's start the show. Do the helpline next.
Nice rack.